Thank you for registering for a virtual simulated office oral SUE exam. This video will provide you with useful information about troubleshooting on the exam day. What to do in case of technical difficulties? Let's start with the most common problem, issues with the internet connection. Please bear in mind that it is your responsibility to ensure that your internet connection is reliable enough for you to complete the examination. We strongly recommend using an Ethernet cable for a direct connection between your router and your computer. If your connection drops, there are some things that you should do on your own. Try the following. Refresh your browser. Disconnect and reconnect the Wi-Fi on your computer. Reboot the router. If you are still not able to reconnect, please dial the 1-800 number for technical support. There are a couple of other potential technical issues we'd like to mention. If you're getting a message that your ID or password is incorrect, please double-check the login details you received by email. Bear in mind that both the ID and password are case sensitive, and check if your caps lock was accidentally turned on. It is also important to confirm the URL is correct, so please double check the email and copy the provided URL into your browser. If you are prompted to upgrade your software when you go to the Practique login page, please click OK to accept the upgrade. It will be applied immediately. If the message Network Error appears on your login page, please follow the same three steps provided above for when your internet connection drops. Refresh your browser, check your Wi-Fi connection, and reboot the router. If these steps fail, please use the provided support 1-800 number. If you get an error message when trying to connect your microphone or camera to Practique, try these steps. Click Disconnect, which will refresh your camera. Refresh your browser. If at any point you see the message Download count exceeded, please contact technical support. Please note that audio and visual issues are most commonly due to low Wi-Fi bandwidth and speed or low browser memory. Make sure you clear your browser data and check your Wi-Fi speed ahead of time. What to do if you encounter non-technical difficulties? If at any point you notice an irregularity in your examination process, for example, if you're given less than the allotted time to complete your examination, or the examiner is not connected to the station on time, you should report it immediately after the exam by sending an email to ccfpexam@cfpc.ca, where CCFP exam is one word. If you become ill during the exam, let the examiner know that you will not be continuing the exam. The examination will be considered incomplete, and you will be awarded a no-standing status after submitting the required medical documentation. Although you need to be prepared for unexpected incidents, it is far more likely that your exam will go smoothly and you will complete it successfully. We're looking forward to hearing about your experience. You will receive a link to a survey 2 to 3 days after the exam. Please make sure that you complete it and tell us how we did. So to summarize, ensure your device and network meet technical requirements ahead of time. Try troubleshooting on your own first. Refresh, disconnect, and reconnect, and reboot your router. If those steps fail, contact technical support using the 1-800 number. Make sure to report all process irregularities as soon as possible. Don't forget to fill out the survey. Good luck, and if you need any additional information, please don't hesitate to contact us at ccfpexam@cfpc.ca.